Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Welcome to the Rosecast,
the number one Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by an interracial male best friend duo. Happy to have you. Thanks for joining us. AB, you look relaxed. What's the deal with, why are you leaning back on a pillow?
Listen, I got like a pinched nerve back here. It's not good. Neck's not good right now.
Are you ready to forgive me, or if not forgive me, apologize for, I'd say, decades of mocking my back? Debilitating back pain and neck issues.
This is a neck thing. Right. And no, I'm not ready.
Neck things. Nothing to sneeze at, I gotta say.
Listen, I've got a pillow behind me for this recording.
AB, weird episode. Yeah? What'd you think?
I got the feeling they took the dates from like 8 episodes from now and transported them into this episode for some reason.
It felt like you got knocked out. Or you went into a coma and you woke up literally on hometowns because they went to a hometown.
The time after hometowns is what this felt like.
Yes. And the things that Becca received on her one-on-one date?
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
We'll get into that. Let's not blow our wad on that. Before we get into the recap, I just want to say, folks, available. Thanks for listening. As always, we're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music. Ever heard of it? Probably not. Stitcher. Definitely never heard of it. 8screens.com. Overcast. People like Overcast, apparently. Bunch of other podcast app places. Don't know. If you happen to be an iPhone user, we would love if you gave us a 5-star rating on the app. AB, that's out of 5.
They got to be 5. Get 5 out of 5. Gold as shit.
If you want to leave a review, that would also, written review, we love to read those. That's nice. Some anonymous person gave a 4-star review, AB. I don't know if you saw that. Kept me up all night. So if some of the newer members of Rosecast Nation could offset that, we'd really appreciate that. And we'll, Rim and AB will think about forgiving that 4-star reviewer.
I need a name.
I need a name, and I want to know what. I want to know where we fell short. We want to know what bothered you.
We'll make adjustments.
Maybe. What stopped you from giving us the full 5? Also, if anyone works at Procter & Gamble, maybe in the advertising department, we're angling for a sponsorship from Olay skincare products. Okay. I'm an exclusive user of Olay age-defying body wash. Longtime listeners know that Olay sponsors the Bachelor Fantasy League. It just seems like a match made in heaven.
Okay.
So if you got an in with Olay or anyone at Procter & Gamble, we'd love to do business with you. Send us a DM. AB, let's get into it. AB, first date card of the season, Becca K. Were you surprised by that?
A little bit. Yeah, I didn't think of her as a front runner, and obviously the person that gets that first date on this first episode, those are front runners usually.
Okay, you put a lot of stock in that.
Yeah, I really do.
They zoom off from Bachelor Mansion on a motorcycle. Ari obviously can control anything with wheels.
Do you think they're going to stop with the... You know, Ari races and can ride fast cars. Do you think you're ever going to get tired of it?
No.
Because right now I'm really enjoying just watching this guy, the pro, handle, get behind the wheel of any vehicle.
Yeah, it's sexy. It's so sexy that Chelsea spits out something that doesn't even make sense, but she's just overtaken with Aria on that motorcycle. She said, I love the adrenaline of putting my self behind something that might be a little more powerful than me. I don't even know what that means. Would you like to ride dinosaurs as well? I'm not sure what
she's talking about. Cars are more powerful than you too.
Yeah, does a big van get you going? More horsepower involved. Crystal takes that fun moment and takes a hard left turn the way B with a, hey, by the way, my dad got into a bad motorcycle accident. I know a lot of people who died. It just puts a real damper on the day.
Yeah,
I don't know if ABC handled that correctly. They kind of like laughed. They kind of like made it awkward.
Yeah, well, yeah, but also like you could say that about anything. Like they rode off in a car. I know someone that died in a car crash, so maybe they shouldn't have gone off in that car. No.
Let's talk about the Becca K date daytime. Controversial, AB. Like we said, I watched this kind of borderline jaw-dropping. And this wasn't even the two one-on-one dates, this was jaw-dropping. The other was, felt like I was in a different dimension or something. The date, basically, they're zooming off. They go to some house in the Hollywood Hills. It's not explained. One thing that Becca did say that I liked was, I don't know what the date is today, but I'm cool with just like hanging out with Ari and getting to know him a little more. Her standards are low. She is in this to get to know him. She's not in it for what she received, basically.
Hey, did you notice while they're riding on that motorcycle, she's like trying to talk to him, not really realizing you can't hear each other when you're on a motorcycle with someone? Did you see that? You happen to catch that?
I'm pretty sure the ABC closed captioning people just made up what she was saying. I mean, you're like going 60 miles an hour.
Listen, I'm not a motorcycle guy, but I know that he could not hear her there.
No. I'm a moped guy from college. The college days, sure. You're going 30, you can't hear shit. So I don't know. On the and you're zooming 60, it's a lot louder.
And she's saying shit like, oh, look at the fucking trees up there.
So pretty. Yeah, I guess. We'll talk about it after. All right. We got to get from point A to point B right now. AB, Rachel Zoe. Are you familiar with Rachel Zoe?
No.
Okay. If AB is not familiar with Rachel Zoe, I got to think that's, she's not that famous because AB's into the fame stuff, famous
sure.
people, I suppose.
That's fair.
I have a feeling, though, that pretty much our entire fan base is aware of Rachel Zoe. That's what I was told anyway. So let's pretend like we're Rachel Zoe guys. Big Rachel Zoe guy.
Is she just a big fashion person?
Apparently, yeah. Designer. Okay. Basically, the only thing that happens during this day-date is Becca tries on gorgeous gowns. Mm-hmm. Ari just kind of watches and eats shrimp, which I would enjoy.
Sounds like a perfect date.
Yeah. And then he revealed, depending on the sauces, if they didn't have good sauces, sure, that can kind of ruin the date. Watch out for that. Then he reveals that Becca gets to keep all the dresses, AB.
I came to the conclusion, and we'll talk about this more, but I came to the conclusion that this was the best date any person has ever been on this franchise.
Certainly the most expensive.
She got to keep so much stuff. Like, all the other cool stuff they do, for the most part, it's over.
Yep.
That's something she's going to sell that for $20,000 when she leaves.
AB, well, I have an exact number, actually, and we'll get to that later.
Thank God.
I thought, okay, she's going to try and dress this. She gets to keep one and wear it.
One. Yeah, sure. And then return it.
Maybe return it, maybe not, regardless. She definitely, obviously, was going to wear that one to the date.
Yeah.
When he said you get to keep all of them, it just
all
seemed
the
unnecessary. There was like 12.
It was a rack of dresses.
I mean, we've talked before about how infrequently like women wear these type of nightgowns. Even the the people who go on the show have to have a bunch of them for all the rose ceremonies. And if they get voted off early, that sucks because you spend all this money on gowns you're never going to wear again, basically.
Yep.
Now she has two lifetimes worth of Great Gatsby party nightgowns. It seems unnecessary.
But she's going to be on here for a while, so now she can just wear these dresses to the rose ceremonies.
And if she's smart, she will, because that reminds everyone. People are going to go, oh, I didn't know you had that gown. And she's, oh, yeah, I got
it from Ari. Ari gave it to me.
She's never going to go home because of this. Not only that, AB, the dresses are enough. More than enough. One dress would have been more than enough.
More than enough. No dresses would be enough. You got the first date. You're living good. You're fine. even just trying on these cool dresses from a designer is a dream come true.
And to meet the designer, because Becca obviously knew who Rachel Zoe was. So this was a big, this would be like, all right, Rim, like you get to try all the new golf clubs with Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
I don't need to keep the golf clubs too.
No, I'm good. You're fine.
Then he reveals that Becca gets to keep some Christian Louboutins, AB. Even I know what those are. Obviously, Rick Ross educated me on the subject. I'm guessing those are in the $3,000 range, AB, those shoes. Spiky Louboutins with the red bottoms. Shout out Cardi B.
Wow.
AB, you already said this was the best date ever. Were you weirded out by it, though? I thought it was a weird move.
Yeah, I got a creepy, like, older guy buying this younger girl all these gifts on a date vibe from it. I don't know. Like, I feel like this is a date that, like, Donald Trump would take someone on.
Yeah. Yeah. Gross. Just kind of, like,
it's gross.
The optics are not good here.
It's kind of gross. Yeah.
It's a weird gross. Sugar
it's
daddy.
The first date, and I would say you gave her tens of thousands of dollars of stuff.
It's weird. And he just, like, yeah, sat on a couch in a t-shirt and ate shrimp. I mean, it wasn't a good look. It was a very bizarre. And again, not only that, but it just seemed really like we're 2 hours and 15 minutes into the season.
Yeah.
It seems a little early for this. Ari did almost save it for me, though, when he said, you seemed really down to earth and I wanted to spoil you because sure. I know it wouldn't fall on deaf ears. By that, he's saying, like, I could have done this with some of the other women here, but I don't think maybe they would have appreciated as much as you.
Sure.
I don't know. And then on top of that, he's like, here's some Neil Lane jewelry, AB.
Diamonds.
I don't know why they had that weird guy like, come
diamonds.
Up from the recesses from the cliff on the
beach. Well, Rim, they only have Neil Lane contracted out for one episode a season. He's not going to show up for a second episode. Get real.
No, I didn't expect him to, but why did they have like that? That guy looked, from afar, he looked like Guillermo on the Jimmy Kimmel show. I legit thought it was Guillermo because that show's on ABC.
That's fair.
Anyway, back at the house. AB, very revealing back at the house moment to me. This is when I realized, I didn't get it up until this point, but when she walked through the door, when Becca walked through the door, and they have that shot, and they show her Louboutins at the bottom, and they just kind of scroll up, and there she is carrying all these dresses. That's when I realized, brilliant producer move.
Yeah.
They just wanted to ramp up the jealousy in the house, AB. That's all that was.
That's what it was. I wrote down, too, producer date. That's when I realized it was a producer date. She walked in with 15 bags in her arms, the hottest shoes in the game, new dress on. I think they did more shopping after that, too, that they didn't even show.
She had more dress bags than it looked like
so
they had
bags.
At the date.
Yeah. She had so many bags.
Yeah,
you know,
and she was holding bags, handbags. She was like,
she was holding bags that were not dress bags as well.
The faces in the room when she walked in and was like, hey, I got a bunch of dresses. Staring daggers through her soul, AB. No one was pleased about this development. Bibiana even goes, oh my God, they're going to get married. Which is true. Yeah. I mean, how does someone else win now?
That's facts. This is like when, what's his name? Dr. Abs got the watch from Rachel.
It's exactly like that.
I mean, when he walks in with a $3,000 watch and you're sitting there with nothing, you might as well pack your shit and go home right then.
I can't wait to tell you the number here, AB. I can't wait to tell you this number I saw. Nighttime date. Becca lights up the room, AB. Okay, she's got the new gowns. As soon as she sits down, Ari drapes more diamonds around her neck. Okay. It appeared to be a brooch at first glance. Yes, I'm familiar with brooches.
I don't think it was a brooch. I think it was a necklace type deal. But it had so many diamonds on it that it kind of looked like a brooch.
Yeah. Wow. AB just kind of schooled me in jewelry, which I didn't think would ever happen.
I'd put my estimate retail value $80,000 for
AB,
that necklace.
I'm not going to say it again. I have the numbers. Will you just wait until I give you the numbers?
I just want to let you know I've thought about it myself.
80 grand? Okay. Back at the house. Everyone gathered around talking, you know, grilling Brittany about her kiss. People forget that Brittany got the first kiss. Don't write off Brittany just yet.
Nope.
Second date card. AB, everyone expected this to be a group date.
Me too.
Has it ever happened before where the season starts with 2 one-on-one dates in a row?
Not that I can remember.
It's just Crystal on the date card. Very surprised by this development. Do you think it's weird that they gave the date card out the day before the date? Has that ever happened?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, is that common? I'm going to go ahead and cut that out then. My bad.
That's fine.
Back at the date, Becca reveals that she had an on-and-off boyfriend for 7 years.
Wow.
That boyfriend helped her get through her father's death from brain cancer when she was about 19, and Becca is close with her mom. Legit sob story. Nothing to roast there. Good building block early on. A lot of future topics that they can discuss and go deeper on in conversations. Anything else on kind of what they talked about on this date?
Ari is very good at conversation. I'm realizing that quickly. He's having good conversations with these girls right off the bat. They're digging into deep stuff. Like, this seems like something they'd talk about a long time from now, but Ari gets in right away.
He's faced with a couple of touchy subjects on these dates right off the bat. This is where his experience in life and probably on the show comes into play. He handles them deftly, I will say. I was watching this, I'd be like, boy, I'd fuck this up. I would say something dumb. I would say something dumb or like trying to be nice, but came off as insensitive or rude. Like, I would mess this up for sure. Ari did not.
He also, something about him that makes them feel comfortable with giving the whole life story on their first time really sitting down and talking with him. Ari's got something there.
Gray hair is trustworthy. Everybody knows that. That's hair 101. When you have gray hair and you're a man, people
trust
you.
That's
a fact. Ari gives her the rose. And what I really like about Becca is that she seems normal. She's smart. Mm-hmm. She's funny. That's all good. Seen those before, but she doesn't take this too seriously. You know what I mean? Like, for example, when Ari goes to pick up the rose, she's like, oh, like I'm about to get the rose. You know what I mean? Like, she's not
about
like,
to get this shit.
You know, little things like that let me know that she's fine kind of breaking the norms and the traditions of the show. She's not, you know, going to be like sitting up straight, like, got to look this way. No, she's just relaxed.
I was a big fan of Becca. I didn't know who she was prior to this date, but I'm a big fan of her.
She didn't have much screen time before this. Overall, we're about to get to the numbers. Most anticipated moment. What'd you think of this date? What do you think of Becca? General area of where you rank her now.
I rank her up near the top. It's hard to give someone that much stuff and not put them at the top of your list.
Speaking of stuff, he lets Becca know that she gets to keep the diamond earrings and necklace.
Wow.
Now, had that been me, AB, I would have been like, you get to keep that. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really pay for them, though, you know. Like, so don't thank me. I didn't do anything. I had nothing to do with this. You're just, this is a sponsored gift. I'm never going to give you anything this expensive ever again. I'm sorry. AB, final guess. We got the dresses. I'm going to put in Price is Right music here. The dresses, the necklace, the Louboutins, the earrings. Bunch of diamonds in there, designer gowns, 15 of them, and miscellaneous bags. What's your guess on the retail price?
I'm going to go with $27,000.
Okay. AB, do you remember that one Price is Right clip where the guy who's like in the Navy or something? Yes. He guessed that, you know how like that $27,000 is a showcase showdown price. That's a pretty average price. And he said like $500,000 or something. Yeah. Like he said like $600,000. They don't have that many digits on the board. It's $600,000.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I need that audio in this episode.
It's good.
I think he says $1 million.
No,
or something.
No.
It was too many digits for the for the little Price is Right.
AB, they have they have 5 digits on the Price is Right board, and he said $600,000. And then obviously the woman he was going against, who got to choose
$1
next, was like, she was like, a dollar, buddy. He brought it down to like a $90,000.
They had to make him put the price down.
AB. Yeah, they made him choose again.
Did I overshoot it? Is that what you're telling me?
AB, actual retail price, according to people.com. Of just the Neil Lane jewelry. Actual retail price. $300,000.
No.
$300,000 on a first date.
To be fair, I don't think she got to keep the necklace. Do you have it broken down?
I'll double check, but that's how much the jewelry was valued.
Jeez. I don't think she got to keep the necklace, to be fair, but still.
Even if you end up with Ari, sell that shit, dude. I mean,
it's, you gotta sell that. What are you gonna do with that? You gotta sell that.
Crazy.
You just hit the jackpot. This is confirmed that this is the best date that anyone has ever gotten, and it's not even close. Mm-mm. What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know.
What is going on? I thought it was ridiculous when I was thinking 30,000 or whatever. That is, I mean, what are we doing here?
It's a good thing I just saw this article too. I would have guessed 15,000 dress, mostly just the dresses and the shoes. I don't know how much, I don't know. Diamond jewelry, I obviously, very clearly have no idea how much it costs in real life. $300,000. Breathtaking. Does that boot her even higher up?
She's getting a hometown.
At least.
She's getting a hometown.
I mean, what was Brian Abasolo's watch worth?
Like 3,000.
This was 300. People are going to kill us if it comes out that she didn't get to keep any of the jewelry. But let's pretend she did.
I'm telling you, I don't think she got to keep the necklace. She definitely got to keep the earrings.
The earrings have huge diamonds in them.
Huge.
Those are nickel. Those are quarter diamonds. That's how big they are. Anyway, they kiss romantically by the window in this loft where I'm pretty sure they shot New Girl. All right, AB, chemistry-wise, what'd you think? Good date, bad date, obviously?
Good date. I'll tell you what, it was a little lame of the date room. He already says, I got one last surprise for you. So I'm thinking, okay.
You win.
That's surprise? The only thing that would be the next best surprise than what she's already got. And he pulls a little string and some confetti comes down. The worst last surprise. It wasn't comparable. It was not a good surprise compared to what she had already received.
He was so excited for that was probably the one surprise that he came up with. He was really proud of that surprise. But she was,
we're going to pull this dusty ass rope and there's going to be some confetti that comes down.
Crystal, one-on-one daytime, AB. You thought this episode was weird all by this point. Crystal and Ari take a private jet to his hometown of Scottsdale. Why did they do this, AB?
I cannot come up with an explanation on why this date occurred when it did. I can't.
Not only is it Crystal, but they're going to the hometown 2.5 hours into the season. Any precedent for this?
No.
All right. Well.
This is the first dates. This is the second date that someone has gone on and they're meeting his parents.
If I recall Reclek-Klek, I don't think they spoke that much on the first episode. I mean, Crystal did not stand out on the first. If you're going to go, okay, who's he going to take to his hometown? I'd go, probably other Becca. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not Crystal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's proceed anyway, as if this is normal. Ari's got a blacked out Audi, no big whoop, AB. All right. One thing Ari's got is a car collection, an impressive collection. They go to his high school for some reason. Very kind of bizarre. Even more bizarre that they went to Ari's high school than when they went to Ben's, because Ben was made a big deal about being a football player, but he threw like 6 touchdowns. Like, Ben was not that big of a football player.
And also,
Ari barely went.
He was just out of high school. Like, Ben's young, so he wasn't that far. Ari, you haven't been to high school in 20 fucking years. Who cares about this high school?
There's no way that high school looked anything like it did when he was there. I mean, we're talking
absolutely
new wings,
not
knockdown wings. No.
We're talking 15 to 20 years ago.
Luckily, that segment didn't last long. So they said, how can we make this even more bizarre? Let's go to Ari's house. And not just like, there's my house. It's, all right, we're home. Like, let's go inside. They're hanging out looking at scrapbooks, watching home videos. I mean, I don't know. I was flabbergasted by this.
I found it kind of weird that he had his baby pictures and that type of stuff at his own house.
Oh, great point.
It's usually at your parents.
Maybe perceptive.
But think about it. Think about, like, when you would anticipate looking at a significant other's, like, home videos and pictures. This was their first date. That seems like a seventh date type of deal.
It's pretty specific. I would also say it's not like he is doing this because he knows enough about Crystal to know that he wants to pursue Crystal.
Yeah.
You know, towards the end. Like, he doesn't know anything about Crystal at this point. And he's just showing her everything.
What's going on with Ari's blonde hair, Rim? Is that something that happens to white people?
Yes, it does. My brother actually had blonde hair. He had, like, bleach blonde hair when he was a young, young kid. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Anyway, so the only way you can make this, what's the only possible way you could make going to visiting Ari's house? Well, how do you top that? Well, of course, you meet his parents, AB. Where does this rank on the weirdest dates of all time?
I can't think of a weirder situation than this for someone.
I guess Ari's obviously close with his family. And then Crystal's like, I'm not that close with my family. And that's pretty much it. Not only was it weird, I don't even know what they were trying to accomplish. Like, with the dresses and the jewels, okay, you could say that the producers wanted to ramp up the jealousy. I don't know kind of what the point of this was.
They could have been also trying to ramp up the jealousy here, too.
I suppose. As we find out later, she doesn't even tell the other people.
No, she doesn't.
And I don't know if she'll stick around long enough to have time to reveal that.
This is when I started to get a bad feeling for Crystal, though. She's too bubbly. It seems completely fake to me. I don't know about what you thought.
We got to do it back at the house, and then we'll talk about her alleged phoniness. Back at the house. Group date card is Mikkel. Remind me to talk about Mikkel at the end of the episode. Marique, Tia, Valerie, Annalise. Got some weird names on this season. Yeah. Lauren G, Kendall, Becca, Jenny, CN, Jenna, Caroline, Brittany, Bibiana, and Chelsea. That's 15 people. AB, they're freaking out about this. Is this not normal for the first group date? Like, almost everybody?
No, it seems normal.
Yeah, I don't know why they're tripping. It just, maybe they're a little weirded out because there's already been two one-on-one dates, but
yeah, thrown off.
Not surprised. Back to Crystal. They jetted back to Los Angeles for dinner. Because as we all know, the only restaurants in Scottsdale are chain restaurants. No disrespect. Ari asked Crystal about her family life.
A little bit about me. Let's see.
Let me just say this about Crystal's voice. She's getting a lot of heat about her voice on the internet, okay? Obviously, it's not a normal voice. She claimed last night on her Instagram story, and yes, I hate myself for paying so much attention to this, but you gotta do what you gotta do. She said she lost her voice just before filming. Her voice was completely normal on her Instagram story. Great voice, I'd say.
Really?
So I thought, okay, I feel bad about making fun of her voice here. Okay. She doesn't sound like a phone sex operator. That's the easy joke. That's what everybody says. She sounds like a phone sex operator on this, on The Bachelor. But watching the rest of the episode and this date, I still feel like even if she, quote, lost her voice, she's definitely talking in a way that is, I think, differently than her normal voice. And she's doing it on purpose. Mm-hmm. I think she's trying to sound like what she thinks men, Ari in this case, want to hear. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't believe her story that she lost her voice.
Well, I don't either, because this was when they sat down for dinner was the first time I'd noticed it, and she'd been on screen plenty. So
anyway, Crystal's parents divorced when she was really young, so right off the bat we got a different home life than Ari. Her dad wasn't part of her life, her mom emotionally unavailable. AB, she felt like her parents didn't want her. Do you see why I feel bad about making fun of her now?
Yeah.
She had to buy her own comforter when she was 9 years old.
Yeah, like, think about what the fuck Rim and AB were buying when we're 9 or 10. It wasn't, like, goods to survive.
No.
It was bullshit, like, cards and candy.
AB, I'd set up a lemonade stand and then I'd use that money to buy cards or Pokemon cards probably at 9. Those were the hot rates back then. She's buying a blanket to sleep under. I didn't really catch most of her story about her brother. It seemed very tragic. He got attacked at a hostel or something like that. And then he wanted to go to Venice, California, which I imagine is away from her. So major kind of family strife.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Ari's reaction to these tragic stories?
He handled it perfectly. He said a negative upbringing is not your fault. Made her feel okay about telling that story. Said it didn't scare him at all. Doesn't scare him off. Ari should let you know it's okay.
Yep. He's, again, like you said, very comforting. These people, these women who are maybe nervous about telling him something, when they do, when they get it off their chest, Ari makes them feel good about it.
Yeah.
He says, I can see you're a very loving person. This is where he tries to make, at least he acknowledges that the hometown date was weird. He basically says, I invited you to meet my parents because you're the type of person who would convince my mother that, you know, I'm meeting great women out here on the show. This is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
He acknowledges at least that it was like a little forward to take her to Scottsdale. So I feel a little better about that. I still wish they would have acknowledged how weird it was at the time. Like, I know this is absurd, but we're going to go to Scottsdale. Instead, everybody acted normal.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Anyway, Crystal gets the rose. I'm getting bored talking about this date. They kiss, not his best work. Pretty good kiss. I mean, he sets the bar. The standards are too high for this
guy.
I mean,
when you say not his best kiss, you mean a top 10 kiss on this show.
Yeah, still a Mount Rushmore in the history of this show. AB, are you familiar with Connor Dermott?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Is he, what do you think of the talent? Do you think we're going to be hearing from him coming years?
I can tell by your voice we don't agree. I think Connor Dermott
has...
I don't have an opinion on it. I think I know talent, Rim. I know singing talent. I know it. And this guy has it.
Whoa.
You understand me?
Okay.
Now, I don't know if he has the look.
I can't even remember what he looked like.
Nothing special. Just your normal guy. I also...
Well, Ed Sheeran's
confused.
The most popular singer right now, so I don't think looks might really matter.
Good point.
In your
buy
face.
Low on Connor Dermott stock,
okay.
Folks.
Well, it's a penny stock right now. I'm sure he's like a Disney IMG artist, you, and that's why we see him on there.
Did you look him up at all? Because I looked him up.
No, because I really couldn't figure out how to spell his name until I just finished watching the episode again.
He is basically a completely unknown person. He has 2,000 Twitter followers. I mean...
Okay, so fewer than the Rosecast.
Yeah. I mean, I don't... Is he one of Ari's friends? That's the only thing I can come up with here. Why was he brought on?
I'm sure he's like a Disney artist. I'm sure he's signed with whoever owns Disney, whatever. You know what I mean? Like their agency.
Yeah. Do you think Ari has any control on... Because they usually do country music during these type of bullshit things. Do you think he has control over the music acts at all?
No. I don't think Ari's a big music guy. I think he's playing. I think he's along for the ride in a lot of ways.
That's fair.
Back at the house, Crystal wastes no time with this heel turn, this blatant heel turn,
complete heel turn.
We went from crying about her past, lamenting the fact that she had to raise herself basically since she was 9, and now she's being quite rude to the other house guests, if I do say so myself. She doesn't tell them anything about the date. She's being very cagey, AB.
She's taken the... There's always one of these people in the house, the person that thinks their relationship is so much farther ahead than everyone else in the house, and she doesn't need to explain herself. And also, like, I don't even get why we're still doing this this competition because I got this shit won. That's the type of person she's acting like already.
She's acting like... They have this secret romance, and she can't tell anybody
exactly.
About it.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. Like, you girls won't even understand, like, the relationship that I got going on with Ari right now.
We didn't get it. We met yesterday.
You guys would not get it.
Oh, man. And the other contestants are like, I mean, we know you went on a date. Like, we were here. We're aware of the date card.
We're in this house for the next 15 hours before the next date. Can you just give us something to talk about? We can't watch TV or do anything. The only thing we have to do is talk about the dates. Can you please explain what you did on your date?
She doesn't tell them that she met his parents, which would have been the first thing out of my mouth when I came back. Like, dude, I met her parents.
Can you believe this shit?
She says, I'm not going to open up and divulge the details of our relationship. Not my best. Last night I was killing it with the impressions, and now I feel bad. All right. Anyway, but very bizarre. The house is going to turn against her.
Absolutely. As they should. I've turned against her at this point in the episode.
Of course. Of course. Group date daytime. Demolition derby. It's kind of fun.
Wow. A lot of big players on this date too, Rim.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of big players in this season. There's not enough FaceTime for them all.
Mm-hmm. Would I do this? Is that what you asked me?
Sure.
Little known fact about AB, I'm a big demolition derby guy, Rim. Probably wouldn't think that about me, but no, I'm a big... When I was a kid, I dreamed of being in a demolition, fucking driving around, crash, 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 blasting into people in reverse. A big demolition guy.
Wait, what are you talking about? When you participated in one?
No, I wanted to. It was like a dream of mine. If I got a make a wish, like if I was sick and had a make a wish, I would have asked that me and all my friends were in a demolition derby in real cars.
All right. Well, it sounds like we got one of the things, one of my bachelor party activities locked up. No doubt about it. I mean, I would love to do that. This sounds fun. I learned a little something. You're supposed to bash them with the back. That makes sense.
I knew that. No. No big deal.
All right. Main takeaway from the early part of this date is that Becca, not really into bras, not a huge bra person. I don't know if you noticed that. How could you not?
I actually read something online about that. I think she's like publicly came out and said that.
Well, her Instagram, she has some revealing photos. In fact, that one of them, I don't know how it's still up, frankly. It's against the Instagram terms and conditions. Listen, Becca is absolutely, she's almost like from another time, like from the 70s, women's movement, burning bras. In her Instagram story the other day, again, just every time I mention in her Instagram story, just know that I'm ashamed to be saying this. She showed off unshaven armpits.
I saw that.
Oh, okay.
I'm on that Instagram.
All right. Annalise,
I like to let Rim talk about how he's on Instagram. Yeah. I never say anything. I'm on all these Instagrams too.
Me too. I follow all of them.
I'm on all of them. I'm on all the Instagrams.
I'm on all of them.
I'm on all the guys and girls from the last five seasons.
No,
I'm...
see, what I do, and it's ruthless, I unfollow the ones.
Unfollow?
From yeah, okay. I don't need to
only
see.
Only this season's? Okay.
Yeah, only this season's.
And do you keep the favorites around?
I keep my favorites around for a while, but even like Kenny, I don't follow anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's too much to parse.
That's fair.
AB, Annalise, the big joke of the night. I don't know how I feel about it. People, this was what everybody laughed at. What do you think about her crying about her bumper car childhood traumatic memory?
When she started talking, I was thinking she was going to come with a story like right before I went on the show. I got into a car accident where I was driving and the passenger died in the car accident. That'd be the only explanation for why she's acting like this.
I'd say that'd be like a minimum amount of tragedy that yeah. would warrant these number of tears.
She was trapped in the middle of bumper cars. Do you understand that my daughter, Izzy, she'll be able to ride the bumper cars next summer at the local amusement park? And she's three?
She'll be three then.
Does that tell you something about what the fuck bumper cars are about? A three-year-old can do it? Comfortably?
I mean, do you think she's lying? Do you think Annalise is lying about this for attention?
I can't comprehend what she's getting out of this. There's no way she had a bumper car experience unless she like fell out of the bumper car and was hit by a car.
I remember being a kid and doing bumper cars very young.
Yeah.
And being like,
they don't hit
like
hard
it.
Enough.
No, I also remember thinking like, I don't really like this because you're like she said, you get trapped and you just don't move because you're three. Or four. You know what I mean? It's just not that fun. I remember that, not liking bumper cars.
It's not
so then,
fun.
Like, as I age, I was like, I'm just not going to do bumper cars because they're not fun. I wouldn't.
Listen, a little bumper car thing. I'm a big bumper car guy. I know all about them.
Sure.
But once you're in the middle of the bumper car, like, you're trapped in the bumper cars, like you kind of said there, you don't move. And yeah. you're not getting hit anymore. Everyone's just sitting there.
I don't think she made it up, baby. I don't think she made up
like
the story.
It's not like a claustrophobic moment either. It's completely open.
Yeah. Let's get to the demolition derby itself. You got more to say on this?
I don't think she made it up, but it gave me a telling sign on this person. And
it was not a good look for someone who I thought would be a potential contender.
You gonna want that drama in your life, Ari? No, thanks.
No. Well, he's a race car driver. Like, he's not gonna be able to go to races with her. You know what I mean? So she's gonna cry about it. Sorry, Annalise, but I mean, this is the reality of it.
Yeah.
The demolition derby itself. You got any comments or analysis? Did anybody stand out? Anything like that?
The announcers, Chris Harrison and Gordon.
I think it's Jeff Gordon's brother or something.
Those two have some chemistry on the color commentary.
No doubt about it. What I like this day, this seemed like a fun date, but at the same time, when the group day involves something where you can't see people's faces or hear people interact, like no one, it seemed like fewer people got screen time this episode.
Yeah,
because
there wasn't
for like
much,
10 minutes, you couldn't see any of them.
There wasn't much conversation between Ari and any people.
No. CN won. She beat Tia to claim the trophy. Obviously, Tia's been doing this since she was a small child. Not bumper cars, but demolition derbies.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Rim, before you jump into all that, can we talk about Bibiana and how ABC plays like mariachi music whenever
yeah,
she's on the screen?
Yeah.
Can we cut that shit,
yeah,
ABC? Like,
good.
Chill out with that.
The problem is too, she is, I think, knowingly playing into the stereotype of like the Latina temper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they take the bait. There's a lot of low hanging fruit on this show, and ABC takes it.
ABC takes it and eats it all up.
AB, you ever been in a car accident?
Yeah, remember?
Wow.
I got T-bone smashed.
Oh, I forgot about you getting
got
T-bone.
Drilled.
Yeah.
And like if I got hit, if that was a demolition derby crash.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Big time.
Basically.
Yeah. I wasn't there. It was right outside where I worked, actually. And you were telling me you got, boom. I was just going to bring up the couple times that you've been in a car with me where I'm driving. And we made contact with other vehicles. And I was going to come. Remember when we rear-ended that guy because I simply didn't press the brake like firmly enough?
Yep.
Let's go boom.
Listen, car crashes are scary as shit. So it makes me rethink wanting to actually do a demolition derby.
Well, you're safe. You got the double strap seatbelt. You got the helmet. Cause yeah. You could see when they were really bashing into each other, and you
they do
kind of get whiplash. I mean, as we found out later, Brittany had to go to the friggin' hospital.
Yep.
Group date, nighttime. Brittany's not there. She's in the hospital. AB, they gloss over that. That seemed like they should have had the group date at the dang hospital. She's got a concussion. That's serious business.
Can we agree Ari should have been there? At least stopped into the hospital?
Yeah, he should have. Bibiana. Bibiana and Chelsea were the main storylines of this date. She's dead set on getting some time with Ari. Unfortunately, Chelsea grabs him from the group pretty much while they're still sipping wine from the toast. Like, they're still drinking the champagne from the toast. And she's like, let's get out of here. What do you got on the discussion with Chelsea and her big reveal, AB?
I thought it went pretty good. I think Chelsea's settling in to an actual contender here.
Really?
Yeah. She moved on from just the pure... This episode, she didn't take on the villain role quite as much. I think she's moving into a legitimate contender now.
She tells him that she has a 3-year-old son at home. And as we know, one person who would not be shook by this is Ari Lyandike Jr. I mean, you're like the ninth person he's had a relationship with on TV.
Can we just say flat out Ari's into moms? Can we? Is that safe to say?
No, I think he's, now that he has his choice, I think that is not as much of a knock as it might be with another bachelor, but it's not like a huge positive. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I see what you tried to do. You tried to set me up with the joke, but I said it was a fetish last episode, and I thought about taking that out. Anyway, they kiss, you know, fine. It's not a top 3 kiss of the night. You know, an 88 out of 100 kiss, not a top 3 kiss of the night. CN one-on-one time. The long anticipated discussion with CN. AB, what do you got on this? What's your takeaway from this one?
This girl is impressive.
Intimidating.
Went to Yale. She's obviously the most mature person there. That's very clear to me.
Yeah. After they chat, AB, they embrace. Some might call it a hug. And CN goes in for the kiss.
Wow. And it was an amazing kiss.
Amazing. And I think maybe Ari wasn't going to kiss her because he's legit intimidated by her. Like, he said afterwards, like, she's traveled the world. She went to Yale, and I barely graduated high school and worked at Pizza Hut. Bibiana, back to Bibiana. Mad as hell, AB. She's not getting any time with Ari. To me, this is like, okay, go get him then.
Go talk to him. For how angry she was, she wasn't doing anything.
No. I think she went into this nighttime being like, I'm going to make a scene.
Yeah.
I think she felt that she was better off making a scene about not getting time rather than just getting time that, you know, doesn't make the fine, that hits the cutting room floor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Even when she had a clear and obvious chance to go talk to him, she declined because it was the end of the night. Do you think I want to go talk to him like this? Yeah, I think you do. You should.
Yeah, why not?
Go talk to him. All right, AB. I'm going to put in, I don't have the music ready, but I'm going to put in some background music here for this discussion with Becca. The energy between these two is cackling. Sparks, AB. They show basically 30 seconds of talking, maybe. Ari goes in for the kiss. And Becca, during the go-in, during the 90-10 go-in from Hitch that we reference quite often, she goes, want a kiss? I burst out laughing at this moment, and I thought, okay, this is going to be like a jokey joke. Couple of pals kissing. AB,
no.
It was not that.
No, 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 no.
Becca is so cool. She might be the coolest person I've ever seen on this show.
I don't know if she's getting a lot of grief, but the idea of 36-year-old Ari and 22-year-old Becca making out for extended periods of time on TV, as we've discussed, the age gap here, not a good look in general for the show.
No.
So the idea between these two, the idea that Becca is going to marry Ari is laughed at on the internet. But at the same time, what do you want him to do? Okay, he knows she's young. He doesn't know she's 22. She's definitely one of the coolest, arguably the coolest person there. And they obviously
have
chemistry.
I don't even think it's debatable.
What do you want him to do? Send her home immediately? I mean, it is what it is. She's a contestant. She's give her a fair shake. Best kiss I've ever seen, period.
That being said, the tongue is too much for him on this season.
No, it's not.
Can we get... can we get this stuff blurred out a little bit, Rim?
I wouldn't mind. A blur would be a hilarious move.
It's to too much. It's softcore kissing.
Yeah, it is. The music they put in the background, too, doesn't help. It's definitely... It's a little... It's all a little too much, but at the same time...
I'm here for it.
I mean, I'll watch it. I might have to pause it because I'm like, oh, this is getting a little too hot for me in here. That's definitely in these kind of kisses always have to be in the second hour of the show, if you know what I'm
saying. Absolutely.
I mean, it's Monday night.
Yeah.
But after all that, after great moments with CN, a great moment with Becca, he plops back down on the couch and he makes it seem like Chelsea's going to get the rose. I'm not sure why he mentioned her while holding the rose.
Why did he do that?
I have no idea. I don't think I've ever seen that before. It wasn't like Chelsea, blah, 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 but he just said, Chelsea, we had a great conversation. CN.
What about everyone else, Ari?
Yeah. Did he go down the line? He might have gone down the line and they didn't show it.
Yeah. Or he was like given like a second place of the night just to let everyone know where they stand. Could have been doing that.
I like that idea. He gives the rose to CN. And the other, I don't know if you noticed, you might not have heard, the other, like, five or six of the other women there, like, politely clapped. I think there's a lot of respect for CN in the group.
Yeah. Yep.
She doesn't get in the muck. She went to Yale.
Also, we're at the part of the season where generally the girls are happy for each other.
Yes.
Like, in three episodes, this shit's gonna turn. It's gonna flip.
Yep.
And these girls are gonna be salty as fuck when the date cards come out. And it's gonna, there's gonna be no clapping when there's roses handed out.
AB, whoa, we're already about 45 minutes into this. We're just having a lot of fun talking about The Bachelor, folks. Let's go to the cocktail hour. CN, Becca, Crystal all have date roses.
Brittany shows up with a concussion.
Shout out to her. That's a tough setback for her because she would have got some time with Ari on the group date night. I've considered her somewhat of a contender. I'm not sure anymore after the cocktail hour.
This is a tough injury.
Four contestants didn't get dates of any kind. I think it was, I'm going to guess, Ashley, Lauren G, Lauren S, and Kendall. I don't remember Kendall on any date, but I could be wrong.
I think she might have been on the group date, actually.
Okay. Ari does a gentlemanly thing. Make sure to talk with Brittany first. Unfortunately, he gives her like a little certificate. Like, for being tough.
He gave her a Microsoft Word award, Rim. You can get the template. I found the template that he used later in the night. It's right in Microsoft
Word.
It's
like what you get at work for, like, not being late all week or something.
Exactly. So let me get this straight. Becca gets six designer dresses, a couple, like, handbags, some shoes, and a bunch of diamonds. And I get this printer paper award. After almost dying for your love. Is that where we're at?
They didn't even kiss, AB. She goes, oh, well, thank you for the gift the certificate thing. And then they, like, hug. And then he walks away and she, like, folds it. Like, what is she supposed to do with that? You know what I mean? Yeah. She's not going to keep it.
And she has no pockets. She's in an evening gown. What is she going to do with this? She threw that away.
Brittany got friend-zoned hard. And I feel bad for her. Because she seems great. She seems great. We will not, no matter when Brittany gets eliminated, we will see her after this show. I think she's going to be a fan favorite of some kind. Becca, she's got some faux fur on. I just want to make that distinction. She made that clear on her Instagram, which I follow. What's your sign? A couple of underscores. These two, talk about a contrast between the body language with Ari and Brittany. Becca and Ari are in each other's personal space.
Yeah, holy cow. They're sitting on top of each other. And again, I ask you, please blur this out.
Again, I beg of you,
blur this out so I don't have to turn it off during these scenes.
They kiss a little bit. They stand up. They go back to the famous area, the famous spot where Brian first took Rachel aside in the dark, dark corner. And while they're making out there, she looks up at him and she says, I'm simple with no drama and easy to please. AB, sign me up for Becca. I don't know what age is the only negative here. I think she's going to be increasingly disliked by Bachelor Nation because Ari's going to fall in love with her, like legit fall in love with Becca. And that's not a good look for this franchise. And Arya's a person.
You can already tell, like, he's chasing her.
Yes.
She's and got she, it. She's got that going for her right now. She's not going anywhere for a long time.
I think that line alone, simple, no drama, easy to please. I mean, he sees what's going on already with the people he's given roses to, including Crystal. Like, that line alone could shoot her into the final four. Yeah. Easy.
I think she'll be there.
All right, you want to talk a little bit about Bibiana and Crystal or no? I mean, I have a lot of notes here, but I'm fine skipping this.
Nah, it's up to you.
Bibiana wants time with Ari. She finally, I'll friggin' fly through it. Bibiana wants to talk to Ari for probably the first time this season. Crystal interrupts her in a rude way. Not only was it quick, it was from behind and through a doorway. She's like, well, hey guys. Like that Kim Kardashian gif from behind the trees. She's like, what up?
Also, this was her second time interrupting someone, which was appalling.
And she has a rose.
And she has a rose. Like the first one, people do that all the time sure. on this. Yeah. People do it.
It's you not decorum. You're not adhering to the rules of decorum for Rose Night. But
you're not. But one, I can understand. Number two, I fucking cannot get behind that.
She, like I said before, she's acting like they have a, this is Crystal, acting like they have a secret romance. She's like, I didn't tell them you took me to your house. Which, number one, is implying something that didn't happen. And number two, do you not know, did you forget that Becca got like $1 million in gowns and jewelry? Like, it's not just you out here.
Also, I didn't ask you to not tell them. No. In fact, I want you to tell them.
He's
so
probably annoyed
it can
by
spark
that.
Up some jealousy.
Also, do people who have roses already from dates, do they just carry them around all night? Because that's what she everywhere she went, she was just holding a rose.
She was definitely the clingy girlfriend of this episode. And I don't think it worked.
And I think he knew that. I think when she was talking to him, I could see the look on his face. I think he's out already on Crystal, just like that. The rose changed her, AB. Anything on the Bibiana and Crystal confrontation? I got one comment here, and that's it.
Bibiana says she needs to sleep with one eye open. I found that funny.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yep.
That's a classic early season Bachelor lie. Sleep with one eye open. Unfortunately, Bibiana made a lot of good points and then ruined it by giving herself a mic drop.
Yeah.
Verbally.
This is a trash mic drop.
You make like three good points, three obvious points, and then you go, mic drop. Like, okay, congratulations. You really gave her the business. All right, let's wrap this up. Rose ceremony. CN, Becca, Crystal all have roses, like we said. Here are the roses. I put asterisks by people who were barely on screen this episode, and it's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Mikkel, not on screen once. Have you heard about the Mikkel controversies?
No, I've heard nothing.
Big time racist, AB. Hate to say that. Yeah. Ah, dang. Another one bites the dust.
Dang it.
She's got some old Instagram pictures where like her and her friends have like they like painted mustaches and unibrows and like called each other Jose. Not good.
Wow, not good.
That was a couple years ago. She apologized for that. There's some other people have unearthed like comments. Like one of her friends went to like China on a trip, took a picture, and then Mikkel put something that I cannot commented something like trying to be funny that I will not repeat here. Not good, Mikkel. Not good.
Okay, we're out on Mikkel.
Out on Mikkel. There's some other things bubbling about Mikkel that I think will probably be storylines down the road, so we'll leave it out. Jacqueline hasn't been on screen all season. Becca M, of course. Jenna, barely on screen.
Yep.
Chelsea. Lauren S, also barely on screen, but I like Lauren S. What do you think about Lauren S?
I like Lauren S as well. The problem is, I don't know if I'm actually thinking of the right person. There's so many people left, I'm getting confused.
Well, she's the pretty blonde. Tia. Annalise. Lauren B. Also barely on screen. Kendall. Brittany. Concussion Brittany. Ashley. Marik. Also not on screen. Caroline. Remember Caroline? I think she was your favorite as for last
She's one
episode.
Of my favorites. She's barely on there. Yep.
And Bibiana. So the vast majority of people who got roses in the ceremony, we barely saw that episode. It was a very weird episode like that. No roses. Valerie. Lauren G., who were both very classy in their exits.
Very classy.
And then Jenny, AB. Has anyone ever walked by the lead like that before?
That was disrespectful. I would have let her just keep walking.
Well.
But I don't have the class of Ari, so.
Luckily, Ari's a grown adult. I probably would have let her keep going too. I don't know what I would do.
I would have said a snide remark as she walked by me.
I definitely would have made a gifable face, like, all right. I mean, I'm not, Ari did the adult thing, but I'm not sure how he thought that was going to go.
Yeah.
Let me talk about this exchange for a little bit, because it really, I think it was underrated in how appalling it was. Ari chases her down. He apologizes for sending her home. And she says, can we talk about it at least? Okay, so
what? You just walked by him.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But at least at this point, it seems like she's upset because she thought her and Ari had a connection and she was sad about going home. Ari says, so if you're Ari, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to explain why I let you go. I just didn't see it. And to me, that's totally fair. Like, they barely spoke and he has to make cuts every week. Like,
what's the problem?
What's the problem? This is all logical. What's happening?
Great explanation.
Jenny says, I definitely don't think this is for me. Okay, that's also fine too. Not the first contestant to feel that way. Mm-hmm. Ari responds by saying, you know, I know it's hard to open up. And she interrupts him to say, yeah, I'm not sad about you. I'm sad about leaving my new friends. Ari says, I know you made friends, but at the end of the day, it's about more than that here, which is true. This is The Bachelor. He's here to choose a wife. He's not going to keep you around because you get along with everybody. Jenny then scoffs rudely as if she deserved to stay simply because she made new friends. Am I wrong on this? This seemed like
unacceptable behavior from Jenny.
Then she proceeds to go outside and tell the cameras, I got broken up with for the first time. I'm so shocked. I literally came into this thinking that I would end up with Ari.
Really?
That rubbed me the wrong way, AB. I'd like to know how the listeners felt. You didn't seem to, you're not really burnt out by it, but I could not believe she said that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, if she walked past me like that, I wouldn't give it a second thought. I'd raise my glass for a toast to the ladies that I just gave my rose to.
Well, ladies, here you go. Ladies. I mean, she got 19th place. It wasn't like a real true breakup close. Like that.
It wasn't. I can't take that serious. I cannot take that serious when you have that reaction when it's this early in the season.
I will say I'm glad he went to go talk to her because it made for good TV. And it makes me wish she was sticking around because obviously she was going to turn it up a notch next episode. All right, AB, let's assess where we're at contenders-wise. Let's hear your top, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever you want to do.
I'll give you my top 4.
Okay.
Becca?
Which Becca?
Both.
Okay. See, that's not, I'm not even going to laugh at that. Which one is first, AB?
That's both of them. Okay. You know, I got to give it to the Becca with B-E-C-C-A, Becca K. I got to give her, I think she's the leader in the clubhouse right now.
I call her Becca 300K.
I feel
you. Thank you.
Then I got CN as my second place right now. Third is the next other Becca. And fourth, I'm not giving up on my girl Caroline.
Okay. Like I said, there's a lot of people who didn't get much screen time that I would have called contenders before tonight. Yeah. So I'll go my top three, Becca 2Cs, Becca 300K. I'll go CN as well. I'll go Chelsea for now. I instantly regret saying that. I'll put other Becca in there. And then keep an eye. My sleepers right now are Lauren S. and Annalise. I know.
Annalise? Yeah. No. Get real. My sleeper right now is, both the Laurens and Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, that's all we got. How long do you expect the two villains to stick around, Crystal and Chelsea?
I think Chelsea's going to be here for a while.
You think
I don't
Crystal's
know
going
about
soon?
Crystal.
Okay.
I think she'll go on a one-on-one or a two-on-one with Bibiana.
God, that's why AB's the best, folks. I mean, he's always thinking like a producer.
Yeah. Nope. I think she'll go on a two-on-one. I think
people are going to start talking about her and how she is not a good housemate.
Yeah.
And usually when that starts getting word of that around the bachelor house, you're going home pretty soon after. So unless she does a big time face turn after this in the coming weeks, I think she's going to be gone soon.
We didn't mention it during the showdown, but Bibiana was speaking on behalf of the house, it seemed.
Yeah.
When she was attacking Crystal. So there will definitely be battle lines drawn. And I think Chelsea will continue her villainry, but she will, you know, she's cagey. She's in her 30s, I believe. She's got some wisdom. She'll let Crystal take the heat for being the mean one in the house for as long as she can and kind of slink under the radar a little bit. Anyway, thank you for listening. As always, no mailbag this week because I forgot to kind of promote it last week. If you have questions, comments, juice, we don't air out all the juice because I think some of the juice that people have texted us is going to come out anyway as storylines. The text line is 773-234-7794. Please follow on Twitter if you don't mind, RoseCastES, Instagram, RoseCastPodcast, Facebook, RoseCastPodcastAB. Trying to push the Facebook a little bit because it's Refer a Mom Month. Or is it something else this month? Were there any specials going on?
It was Refer
a
Facebook couple that shares a Facebook account.
Yep, Refer a Shared Facebook Account Couple Month in January. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.